Think about the impact that you can have. Think about the impact that Faithful Word Baptist Church has had just in the last 3 years. I mean, just the short existence of our church, a little over 3 years. But think about what we've accomplished. It's huge. It's unbelievable what we've accomplished. You ought to have a big vision for your life. You know, I was talking to Brother Gordon, who's visiting from Scotland. And he's living in a country right now where there are virtually no churches that are preaching the gospel, that are using the King James Bible. And he was telling me that King James was born 20 minutes from his house. Okay? Because King James was born in Scotland. Okay? 20 minutes from his house. And yet he said nobody uses the King James Bible. They got the Darby translation, but most of them have got the NIV. That's the big one over there. They're all using the stupid NIV from the United States of America when they, you know, King James was born 20 minutes from his house and nobody's using the King James Bible. Good night. But I'm going to tell you something. I have to ask myself this question. And Gordon, who's out soul winning with us every day while he's here, and he's already been a soul winner, but he's learning more. He's learning the ropes and everything out here. Let me ask you, who is going to bring the gospel to Scotland if Gordon doesn't? It makes you wonder. And, you know, maybe there's somebody else out there that's got a vision for that country. I don't know. I hope so. Maybe there's somebody out there that has a desire and a vision to say, I'm going to bring the gospel to Scotland. How many? 5 million people in Scotland. Hey, I'm going to get the gospel. They're not all going to get saved. Narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be to find it. But hey, I'm going to make sure that every single person breathing in Scotland has a chance to hear the gospel from the King James Bible. Hey, who is going to have that vision if he doesn't have it? Somebody's got to have that vision. Maybe somebody else, I don't know. But why don't you have that vision? And why don't you say, hey, I want to be the one who's going to start the fire in Scotland. It's going to spread, and that other people will learn how to win souls, and churches will be started that are preaching the Bible. Hey, who's going to do it? I'm going to tell you something. You've got to think big. You say, aren't there missionaries in Scotland? Oh yeah, there's Baptist missionaries all over the whole world. Don't you know that? Don't you know they're in Germany and Hungary and Romania and in Scotland and England? All these missionaries. And you know what they have a vision for? How many stupid little pieces of paper they can hand out. That's their big vision. Don't look at me like you don't know what I'm talking about. You know the stupid little, they got their little pieces of paper that they're going to hand. We handed out 1,500,000 pieces of paper. So what? How many people did you win to Christ? How many people did you preach the gospel to? I wish these missionaries, I hope some missionary would hear this sermon and decide he's not going to be littering the streets with a bunch of pieces of paper anymore, and that he would actually get a fire in his bosom and say, I'm going to preach the gospel to every creature. Amen. I wish these missionaries would get back to some Bible methods of daily in the temple and in every house they cease not to teach and preach Jesus Christ. And if you don't like that kind of preaching, you show me one little piece of paper in the whole Bible that somebody handed out. Show it to me. You say, I don't like that, I don't agree with that, I don't know why you don't like tracts. Show me in the Bible. Show me in the Bible, hand out a flyer. Also, you preach the gospel. Also, you preach the word. Also, you teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I've commanded you. And Lord, I'm with you always, even unto the end of the world. Also, you open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel. Also, you open thy mouth for the dumb in the cause of all such as are appointed to destruction. Hey, also you, as you go, preach what Jesus told the disciples in Matthew 10 when he sent them out two by two. Amen. He didn't say, as you go, distribute. He said, as you go, preach, saying the kingdom of God is at hand. I'm going to tell you something. We need to get back to some Bible methods. We don't need more missionaries. We need missionaries who are preachers and not litter bugs. Yeah. That's what we need. Amen. I'm serious. So few missionaries in this world who are a door-to-door soul winner. And this is what they'll say. It doesn't work in my country. It doesn't work in Europe. The Bible doesn't work. The Holy Spirit doesn't work. Jesus doesn't work? Preaching doesn't work? Oh yeah, Pastor Anderson, you don't understand. People told me, you know, in Germany and in these different countries, they said, you got to get to know the people. You got to win their confidence. You got to be friends of them. It'll take years before they'll start to be interested in the gospel. It's a lie. And these missionaries have given in to their own laziness, and they believe the lie because of laziness. Because that's what they want to believe, because they don't want to do the work. Let me tell you something. Brother Stuckey is a hard-working guy. Because you say, oh, he goes soul winning because he's paid to go soul winning. That's true. He works for our church. He's our employee. And he's paid to go soul winning on a daily basis. But I'm going to tell you something. You try going soul winning all day, every day, for any amount of money. That's hard work. I'm serious. I mean, even if we paid you his salary, if we paid you double his salary, hey, that's hard work. And it's not just the physical, just walking around. Walking around in the sun all day, that's work in and of itself. But I'm going to tell you something. It drains you spiritually, you know, mentally. I mean, it's a battle out there. It's a wrestling against, not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and power. Hey, it's a struggle against the flesh. I'm going to tell you something. Soul winning is hard work. Even just going out for 3-4 hours on a Sunday afternoon is hard work. And I take my hat off to everybody in this church who participates in it, because it's hard work. Those soul winning marathons where we go out 8 hours on a Saturday in a small town soul winning, you know that's hard work. If you did that every day, and then week after week after week, month after month after month, you'd realize that he's a hard-working guy. And I'm not saying that to lift him up. I'm saying that to tell you why missionaries are failing, because they're not a Matthew Stuckey. That's the problem. Because they should be getting paid to be... We pay him to go soul winning. And I thought, I mean, call me crazy, but I thought when I was putting money in the plate for missions, I thought that's what I was doing, paying somebody to go soul winning. This world would be a different place. This world would be turned upside down if every missionary did the work that he's doing. I mean, we should take his schedule that I made for him when I hired him. I made him a schedule. We need to take that schedule and send it to every missionary in the world. If they followed that schedule, hey, this world would hear the gospel. If they followed his schedule of soul winning on a weekly basis, Monday through Friday. But see, the problem is that they're going to these places and they believe the lie of distributing literature. They believe a lie of it can't be done. And you say, Pastor Anderson, why did you learn Norwegian and go to Norway and go soul winning? I'll tell you why. Because one day, 7.5 years ago, I had a vision. 7.5 years. And I'm not talking about some spiritual revelation. I'm just saying out of my own heart, my own imagination, my own mind, I had a vision of one day winning souls in Norway. And so I cracked the books when I was 19, 20 years old. I think I was just turned 20. 20 years old, I cracked open the books and I learned how to speak Norwegian when I was 20 years old. And then 7 years later, my vision was accomplished. My dream was fulfilled when I spent 4 days in Norway knocking doors all day long, preaching the gospel. You say, what happened? You know what? I got the door slammed. People didn't want to hear it because it doesn't work in Norway. And that happened for hours. One day, on the worst day of soul winning that we went on, me and the pastor's son went soul winning for 6.5 hours straight without even having a conversation. But let me tell you something. In the course of 4 days of that soul winning, we had 10 people saved. Don't tell me it can't be done. In 4 days, I had 6 people saved, and the pastor of the church had 4 people saved outdoor or soul winning. And I'm going to tell you something. It can be done. You say, oh, it's a hard place. It doesn't get any harder than Norway. Don't tell me it does. In Norway, where over 90% of the people belong to the state Protestant church, you knock on that door, you say, if you know for sure if you die today, would you go to heaven? They say, oh yeah, we know. We've been baptized. We're part of the church. And everybody, it's the richest country in Europe. Most people don't know that, but Norway is the richest country in Europe. They have oil off the coast of Norway. Very wealthy. We couldn't find anybody poor. We couldn't find a slum in that country. Those people are rich, they're religious, and they don't want to hear the gospel. And yet, in probably one of the hardest countries in the world to go soul winning, How did we have 10 people saved in 4 days? It's called we worked all day. That's what it's called. It's called hard work. It's called we kept going and going. You know when we had the most people saved? On the fourth day, right? After we paid our dues, after we worked hard, after we prayed and sweated and toiled and worked. That's when we saw the harvest reap. I'm going to tell you something. Missionaries need to have a vision to reach this world with the gospel. If we can do it in Phoenix, Arizona, if I went and did it, and the missionary who's there, he's doing it in Norway, he's winning people to Christ. I went there and did it with my own eyes. I saw it, and I won people to Christ myself. Don't tell me it can't be done. I've done it. Don't tell me you can't win Germans to Christ. I won my wife to Christ, and she was born and raised in Germany, brainwashed with all the Catholicism and false religion, and yet I won her to the Lord. Why? Because the Bible is powerful anywhere. God's word is quick and powerful on any part of this globe. And the reason that this world is perishing is because nobody has the vision to see people get saved. They say it can't be done. They believe the lie. They're like Joseph's 11 brethren who said, oh, this dreamer, what's going to become of his dreams? Well, yeah, right. Come on, you're crazy. You think you're going to knock every door in the whole Phoenix Valley? That's not even possible. It is possible, and we will do it. Go look in the lot. We're already doing it. I'll be shocked if it's not done in the next 10 years. The doors of 4 million people. I believe that it can be done, and I believe that God's going to use us to do it. But not just here. What about the uttermost part of the earth? And you know, we're talking about these places of Norway and Scotland where there is so little of gospel preaching going on and the Bible being preached in Europe. And there are many, we can name other countries. These are just some of the countries that I'm familiar with. But what about the United States? So many churches have watered down their preaching of the gospel. They've watered down what they believe. They've turned it into a thing where it's a quasi, turn from your sins, give your life to God kind of a thing, of turning over a new leaf or following in His footsteps. Hey, it's believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. Where did we lose that simple message of the gospel? Believe only whosoever believeth in Him shall not perish but have everlasting life. And we've allowed ourselves to be sucked in to all this false teaching. And I'm going to tell you something. The people who are the most zealous and on fire soul winners are the ones that believe it's by faith alone. And the ones who try to mix in all this other works and Calvinism and predestination, blah, 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 they're the ones who aren't doing the work. But I'm saying, if you're young, if you're a teenager, if you're in your 20s, hey, why not, instead of chasing the world's dream of chasing after money and popularity and fame and friends, vanity of vanities, saith the preacher, vanity of vanities, all is vanity. What profit hath the man of all his labor which he taketh under the sun? Day after day, eat, sleep, work, play, fun. Hey, that's not what my life is about. I've got a vision that I'm going to bring the gospel to the residents of Arizona. Every small town is going to hear the gospel. In the next 10 years, we will knock every door of 40 small towns in Arizona. We will knock every door in Phoenix and the whole surrounding valley, 45-minute radius. We will send the gospel to countries around this world. We are going to train the young men in this church not to go out and make a bunch of money, not to go out and be famous and popular, but to go out and be hated. To be hated. To be poor. But to preach God's word, win souls, and build churches across America and across the world. It's not about being rich. Hey, naked came I out of my mother's womb, and naked shall I return thither. The Lord gives, the Lord taketh away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. We don't need your money. We got plenty of money. You know what we need? We need you to get a vision for your own personal life. It's not even my life. I'm already going places in my life. I already have vision. I'm just telling you, hey, why don't you decide for your life some kind of a goal, some kind of a vision, some kind of a dream? Don't you have any goals? I mean, think about it. You ought to stop, and I don't care what age you are, I don't care what gender you are, whoever you are, you ought to stop right now and say, wait a minute, and look, apply the sermon to yourself personally. Don't think about everybody else. Think about yourself right now. Stop right now and examine yourself and ask yourself this question. What am I doing with my life? You could see thousands of people saved with your life. I started winning souls when I was 17 years old. I started knocking doors. So I've been soul winning now for a decade. Every week for a decade. Several times a week, many times, for a decade. And I can look back over that decade and good night, how many people have been saved. If you stay in it for the long haul, you will reap with joy one day. He that goeth forth and reap and weepeth, bearing precious seed, shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him. If one person in this room gets the sermon tonight, this sermon is worth preaching. If no one else is listening to me but Gordon, or no one else is listening to me, then you, whoever you may be, if you're listening to this and you get the sermon tonight, and if you'll let this sink down into your heart and say, I have a dream, I have a vision to do something great for God with my life. If everybody else is not listening and falling asleep and doesn't care, hey, if one person is listening, if one of my sons is listening, hey, this sermon could change a city or a state or a nation for God. Amen. And it's worth it. That's why this church exists.